Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading two poems uplifting the winter solstice time. First is a poem from my eco-poetry collection, Giasmin, that for me is memory of winter holiday time from my childhood. But like a lot of memory, there's a series of images whose silvery movements, the ones that shine with what was once held dear, all long gone. For me, the images in the poem become encapsulated in an old-fashioned fluted glass ornament on a holiday tree. This poem is entitled, What Remains. What Remains. The mother in her aproned plissé dress on linoleum. The father asleep on the couch after another shift at the fire station. The Lionel trains buzzing and clicking on their three-rail track. The brother at the lever watching it all run, run, run in endless loops of lemniscate. The lone surviving spruce tree planted for Arbor Day. This one from kindergarten still grows fluffy and low, and the orange tabby still places his paws across the gray painted porch with heavy precision. The swing set, painted a weary barn red, waits for you to fly. The tiny cherry tree planted by your hands from a pit along with the peach seedling reaches for the sky. All of it remains. The vivid aqua blue pool at the city playground down the street and all of the feet splashing through its slapping draining waters each ending of a summer day. This too stays and does not melt away. Wet snow in heaps over ash cans, piles of neighbor kids flying on sleds downhill of a never-ending snow day away from school. The way navy blue wool hats and scarves and knitted red mittens cook on silver radiators when face cold and satisfied, we arrive in time to go indoors for soup and bed. All of it still lives. The grandmas with crumpled tissues stuffed at their bosoms, their hugs warm and papery crinkled, and tea at the enamel kitchen table with them and their wispy gray-haired old lady friends. The beers at the taverns with the men and shot glass colas through needle-like cocktail straws while the jukebox belts out blues. Coal trains still chug. Smoke rises in the mining valley. Cinders on snow turn it a sad yellow. Wispy blue flames cover mountains of burning coal waste at night, while in daylight, the many-colored sparks flash on burning calm dump mountains as raindrops strike. Still, there rests the grace of June in deep green mountain woods, and the startling joy of holiday tree lights, red, green, ochre, blue at year's end, reflected from each strand of tinsel, each fluted indent of each silvery moment. All of it, all here, all time, remains. And now the poem On the Shortest Days by Joyce Sutphin. Joyce served as Minnesota Poet Laureate for 10 years, and she grew up on a farm in Stearns County, Minnesota. So many of her poems portray a timeless quality of rural seasons, and they celebrate and elevate experiences of many of us in the Upper Midwest. I love reading this poem on the shortest days for the time of winter solstice with its anticipation of the day's end and night descending. But instead of night descending, the people rise to meet it. On the Shortest Days by Joyce Sutphin. At almost 4 in the afternoon, the wind picks up and sifts through the golden woods. The tree trunks bronze and redden, branches on fire in the heavy sky that flickers with the disappearing sun. I wonder what I owe the fading day, why I keep my place at this desk dark by the window, measuring the force of the wind, gauging how long a certain cloud will hold that pink edge that even now has slipped into gray. Quickly, the lights are appearing, a lamp in every window, and nests of stars on the rooftops. Ladders lean against the hills, and people climb, rung by rung, into the night. You have been listening to On the Shortest Days by Joyce Sutphin, from Carrying Water to the Field, New and Selected Poems, copyright 2019, University of Nebraska Press. And What Remains, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at katherineyoungwriter.com. This is Katherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.